Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费赠送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey Cecilia, you look a little different today. So serious.
Yeah, because the topic we're going to talk about today is kind of serious. 那我们今天要来聊一个比较严肃的话题啊。Do you know what happened on March 16th in the United States?
I'm not quite sure which incident you're talking about.
All right, let me fill you in on what happened. 那我就把这件事大致跟你说一说。Fill somebody in on something 就是指向某人提供情况。On March 16th, a gunman entered three different Atlanta area spas and shot and killed 8 people.
Oh yeah, I read the news. It's heartbreaking for their families and loved ones and the community at large.
Yeah, in isolation, this is a tragedy. It's a sad, horrible tragedy. 那单独来看这件事啊，它是一个让人心碎的悲剧。In isolation 就是指孤立的、单独的。But what is happening here, it isn't an isolated incident.
Right. It comes as the latest in a string of anti-Asian hate and violence, making this a crisis.
那今年以来呢，美国针对亚裔的暴力事件已经发生多起了。但这次这个枪击案呢，它不仅关系到亚裔，更涉及到亚裔女性这个弱势群体中的弱势群体。Because the majority of the victims were Asians, and all but one were women.
Yeah, it's vile. Well, I bet you must have a lot to say about this incident. You can sound off in today's podcast.
没有哈，我又没有什么真知灼见，谈不上这个慷慨陈词。那这个 sound off 就是指慷慨陈词。不过呢，我们确实可以从这个事件出发，一起来讨论一下亚裔女性在美国的生存处境是怎么样的一个状态呢？那我们的内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 So you know what I was especially pissed about? It's what the Cherokee County Sheriff said about the murderer. Yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.You don't just have a really bad day and kill 8 people.
对啊，这种和杀人犯的莫名的共情就让我无法理解啊。
The suspect claims the motivation behind his shooting is some sexual addiction problems, right?
Right. But I can't help feeling that he's playing down the racial factor. 我总觉得他是在刻意的淡化这里面种族歧视的因素啊。那淡化对某事轻描淡写，我们可以说 play down.As far as I'm concerned, the killings are racist, period.
Yeah. As we said before, hate crimes against Asians are not unheard of. There have been quite a few this year.
这个 hate crime 就是指因种族、同性恋等歧视而引起的仇恨犯罪。那这种针对亚裔的仇恨罪啊，在美国其实一点也不罕见啊。那我们说某事非常罕见、反常乃至前所未闻的，可以用 unheard of 来形容。那说这个事一点也不罕见呢，当然就是 something is not unheard of at all.
But you mentioned that this is not only about Asians, but also about women, right?
Well, more specifically, Asian women. A latest report found that women reported being the victim of a hate crime is 2.3 times more often than men. 在仇恨犯罪的受害者中呢，女性是男性的 2.3 倍。
Yeah, that's terrible.Do you have a theory on why it's like that?
As a female writer writes in her Twitter, this hypersexualization of Asian women plays a huge part in the violence we face.
By hypersexualization, you mean depicting or treating women as sexual objects, right?
Right. Hyper 作为前缀呢，是表示过度的。Sexualization 就是指性化，所以合起来呢，就是指过度的性化，把其当作性工具。It also means sexuality that is inappropriately imposed on girls through media, marketing or products directed at them that encourages them to act in adult sexual ways.
Often with this sexualization comes a very particular kind of dehumanization.
是的。但随着这种性化倾向的呢，往往还有物化的倾向。This kind of stereotype is projected in many Hollywood films and musicals, like Full Metal Jacket, Madame Butterfly, The World of Susie Wong. 如果你去看《全金属外壳》《蝴蝶夫人》这些电影啊，你会发现这些电影里面呢，都有一个被高度性符号化的亚裔女性角色。
Yeah, they are often sex workers, beautiful and unconditionally obedient.
没错，那这些女性她都有一些的共性。她们通常呢在声色场所工作，美丽性感，同时又无条件的服从，这就完美的贴合了当时美国对亚洲女性的刻板印象。那刻板印象我们就叫做 stereotype。
You know, besides this stereotype, people are also blaming misogyny in the U.S. mainstream culture for propelling the killer to commit these horrible crimes.
就是说，美国主流文化中的这种厌女倾向也是驱动这些罪行的重要原因哈。Misogyny 就是指厌女症。
Given that Asian women are Asians and women, these two underrepresented groups at the same time, it's not surprising that they are always having a hard time.
Yeah, because they are underrepresented, they become underprivileged too. 正是由于亚裔女性的代表人数不足，她们的社会地位也相对低下。那 underrepresented 是指代表人数不足。因此 underrepresented group 就是我们说的弱势群体啊。那刚刚还说到一个 under 做前缀的词叫做 underprivileged， 它表示的呢就是指贫困或者社会地位低下的。
So if nothing is done to change this vicious cycle, it will only get worse and worse.
Right. You know, I have been privileged enough to exist as an Asian woman living in my own country, feeling protected and safe most of the time.But I can totally imagine how scary it must be for these Asian American women.
This is why it's really heartening to see that Stop Asian Hate rallies and protests are unfolding nationwide, with Asians and protesters of other races standing in solidarity to fight white supremacy and hate crimes.
Yeah, Asians can no longer continue to be quiet.
You cannot meaningfully address the pervasive issue without coming out and raising a voice.
是的。如果不站出来勇敢发声呢，我们就无法有效地处理这个普遍存在的问题。Pervasive 就表示遍布的、广泛存在的。
Besides, it's important we talk about Asian American women as not just victims, but people who are at the forefront of this work calling for change.
没错，亚裔女性不只是受害者，她们也是为公平正义而大声疾呼的勇士。So, at the end of today's episode, shout out to all the protesters for showing up and capturing the history-defining moment. We really hope this is a history-defining moment, and things may change from now on. 好了，这期节目就到这里。最后呢，再告诉大家一个好消息。最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属的学习社群。创始人 Alan 老师在群里带大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学。限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Cecilia. Thanks for listening.
This is Colin. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。